Watchers for the week 19 to 24 December 2004.
Neil and Will are organising a Christmas surprise for Susan.
Well, hold it, Neil. The ladder's slipping.
I'm coming down.
You got it?
Yep. There. What do you think?
Yeah, Susan will be well chuffed.
Yeah, I hope so. She's not really got into the Christmas spirit yet.
Oh, she does still want to come to ours on Christmas Day, though.
Oh, yeah, she's looking forward to all that.
So are me and Em.
No, it's just with Emma having flown the nest, and Christopher's hardly ever at home these days, what with his wages burning a hole in his pocket.
We'll all have a good time.
You don't think the lights look a bit odd like that, round the caravan, then across to the tree?
No, they look really good. I like those icicle ones. Mm.
They're meant for a house, really.
Well, they'll have one to go on, won't they, this time next year?
All being well. You know, when we started building, we had visions of us being moved in for Christmas.
Well, that was never going to happen, was it? With all the problems you've had.
Yeah, well, you can't really plan for the unexpected, I suppose. Thanks for labouring for me this afternoon, anyway.
Well, no problem.
Only I know how busy you are with the shoot next week.
No, I don't mind.
Mike's hung up his hod till the new year. Too busy collecting his Christmas tips.
Yeah, what about these stake lights?
We'll put them either side of the steps.
Yeah, that'll look good.
You put them in the ground, I'll start staking the cable.
And the snowman?
Oh, I've had second thoughts about him. Fair enough. I don't want it to look like Blackpool Illuminations.
Oh, right. Here, your coffee's going cold.
Right, cheers. You know, I haven't stopped all day. I'm knackered, aren't you?
Fitness training to improve my game. That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, I'm going to have a hot shower and put my feet up while Susan's at rehearsals. Yeah, you're not playing again. After last week, Tom could hardly walk.
Ed and Jazza are getting up a team. Well, supposed to be. I'll believe it when I see it, though.
Don't mention the J word. Did you know Tom had hired him?
Yeah, he told me, Matt.
Oh, very well for Tom. It's me that's got to work with him.
Yeah, good luck.
Hello?
Oh, Linda, hello.
I've got just the thing for those coffees right here.
Oh, mince pies. Oh, don't mind if I do.
Oh, thanks.
Amy made them. All fair trade ingredients. I bought them for the rehearsal tonight.
Very nice.
Now, Neil, I have a little favour to ask.
Oh, yeah?
Robert's sound effects are taking rather longer to engineer than he anticipated. Mm-hmm. He's busy slaving over a hot computer as we speak.
So what do you need now?
I'd be very grateful if you could take over from Robert tonight painting scenery.
What?
Time? Don't worry. Just come along with Susan at 5.
He'll be there. Hi, Rem.
Hiya. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hello, love.
Right, that's another task I can cross off the list. See you both later, and don't be late. We're doing a full run-through.
OK, bye.
Thanks a lot, Will.
What have you two been up to? Mum, look at the caravan.
Oh, Neil. What a lovely surprise.
Just let me and Will finish, and we'll switch them on, see how they look. You two happy shoppers spent up?
We did our best, didn't we, Mum?
Have you got all the goodies for the Christmas dinner?
We have. Brandy butter, cream, fresh sage for the stuffing.
And some treats as well. Continental chocolates and Irish cream liqueur for Mum.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, and I can't wait to cook in a proper kitchen after all this time.
Right, let's plug in the lights, eh? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Oh, Neil. Oh, they're lovely.
Right, Owen, these are Mr. Fezziwig's whiskers.
Right, I didn't know how to wear those.
Oh, yes, a Victorian gentleman of a certain age, they're perfect.
How are they attached?
Spirit gum. You simply stick them in place once your makeup is done.
Well, you should have told me. I'm not sure about
it. Oh, nonsense. There's nothing to it.
I'd rather just wear the costume, eh?
No, I'm sorry. An actor must suffer for his art. So, Mr. Director, if this production's anything to go by... Robert! Can you stop running, please? Oh, dear.
Well, we can't hear you over the noise of the drill, Linda.
Yes, obviously.
Just trying to help.
Right, well, you're not going to be wearing makeup tonight. I simply wanted you to get the feel for how you're going to look, all right? Oh, thank goodness for that.
He doesn't look happy, Owen.
Oh, he never does. I don't know why they stick him working at Lower Loxley. Drives me up the wall.
Everybody, please!
Cathy seems to manage him all right.
Could I have your attention?
Yeah, well...
What's up with Linda?
Right, now I have a very important announcement to make. Thank you. Now, we have a bit of a crisis. Regretfully, Kathy has told me she won't, after all, be able to take part in our production. So, since we're very close to our opening night, I shall be playing the part of the Ghost of Christmas Past myself. I shall do my best to take over from her, and I hope everyone will redouble their efforts to make the show a success. Now, if you can all see costumes for 5 minutes, we'll start at the top ASAP.
What's all that about, do you think?
No idea. Let's see if Owen knows. Owen?
Neil?
Yeah?
You're a mate of Kathy's, aren't you?
Well, yeah, she's a good friend. Yeah, why?
So, is she ill? What's happened?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard from her over the weekend. Well, I'll try and find out.
So, neither of you need get in touch when you hear this message. I am sorry to let you down. And as you know, I've got leave booked over Christmas, so I'll see you both in the new year. Thanks. Bye. Ooh.
Please pick up if you're there. I'm sorry to hear you've dropped out of the play. Give me a ring when you get this message, eh?
Owen?
Bye, Kathy.
Owen, I must insist that all mobile phones are switched off at rehearsals.
Linda, you've spoken to Kathy. Is she ill?
Well, she didn't seem at all well, no.
Right. Sorry to hear that.
Is this the right colour for gravestones?
Well, they vary, don't they? Looks all right to me.
I don't know how I ended up doing this.
Linda, that's how. What do you make of this news about Kathy?
Well, I suppose if she's ill, she can't do it.
I mean, if you noticed, Linda didn't say why she's dropped out.
Well, she wanted gloomy. Grey's gloomy, isn't it?
And Kathy was really all over the place last Thursday. Couldn't remember her lines properly at all.
Perhaps she's been busy.
Well, the rest of us made an effort. We were all word perfect.
Oh, I know. You've worked hard.
Susan!
Oh, come in! I was embarrassed for her, really. I mean, it would have been awful if she'd dried up in front of an audience.
Well, maybe it's for the best that she's dropped out, then.
Yeah, but no one seems to know why, though.
Well, it's up to Kathy, isn't it?
I wonder if Owen's found out anymore.
Susan, Caroline needs to know where to sew on your sleeve buttons.
Righto, Linda.
Go on, before she bursts a blood vessel. I have another half a dozen of these greystones to do.
Oh, poor Kathy.
Oh, hello, Owen.
Linda said she didn't look well.
Did you manage to speak to her then?
No, but I left a message.
She's probably having a lie down.
Yeah, well, it's a pity. I was going to ask her out for a bite to eat after rehearsal.
Oh, shame.
I'll pop around tomorrow and see how she is.
Good idea.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could do some shopping for her.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Yeah, well, she'll need someone to look after her if she's ill.
Right, everyone! We must make a start. Beginners on stage, please. Joe?
She'll be lucky. Alistair's not here yet.
Neil, can you do me another favour, please?
Hey?
Alistair's out on a call. I need you to read in for Bob Cratchit.
Em, you there?
Yeah.
Em? What's going on? This must be all the clothes you own.
Yeah, it is.
Well, either Bob's gone off in your wardrobe or you're planning on having a jumble sale.
Oh, neither.
You're not leaving me.
Don't be daft.
Good. Who will iron me overalls?
Oh, you silly thing.
Oh, I smile.
Oh, Will, I'm really fed up.
Oh, what's the matter, love?
Well, look at the size I am. Look at my belly and the rest.
You're beautiful. You're just pregnant.
Yeah, but nothing fits me properly anymore.
Doesn't it?
Hey, my shirts are gaping open where they should fasten.
Oh, come here. Sit next to me.
There were some fantastic clothes in the sale.
Yeah, I bumped into Ed and Beth. Arms of the teeth with carrier bags.
Don't even go into a changing room. The mirrors make you look so fat.
Emma, listen to me. You're not fat. You're pregnant.
But it's so disheartening when you try something on and it won't go anywhere near you, let alone fasten.
Oh, come here.
Oh, don't lie on that shirt. Crumples easy. It takes ages to iron.
There. Now come here.
I'll budge up a bit.
I'll go shopping with you any time, you know.
I know.
You just need to get used to your new shape. Get some maternity stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
It's only until the baby's born, after all.
Just wish I didn't look so big.
Ed says him and Jazza have got a five-a-side team together. Can you believe it?
Has he?
Wants a challenge match. I told him no chance before New Year.
Oh, let's not talk about that lot.
No. Let's just be you and me.
And the baby.
And the baby. Sid's on about getting more training in again.
Oh,
sorry, sorry. So tell me what you and your mum have planned for Christmas dinner.
You know, Mum. Proper traditional roast turkey, all the trimmings.
Good enough for me.
Christmas crackers with jokes and paper hats.
Well, not paper hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else?
Oh, and Mum does all the cooking.
Oh, that's a relief.
Oi.
Joking.
And I put my feet up to be waited on hand and foot.
Good.
While the men do the washing up.
Oh, well. It's only once a year.
Oi, you.
At least your dad won't be snoring in front of the telly half the afternoon.
I want to bet.
So, Christmas morning, we creep downstairs to see if Father Christmas has been.
Silly.
Are we going to open our presents, just the two of us? Or do you want to wait for your mum and dad and Christopher?
Oh, no. We'll open ours to each other before they get here.
I've got you something really nice. At least I think it is.
I'm sure I will love it.
I hope so.
Especially if it's...
Oh, no.
What?
Well, you're not catching me out like that.
Well, I was.
I was saying things to make me tell you what I've bought.
I wasn't.
You were, but I'm not saying.
No. Go on, just a hint.
No.
Is it big or small?
No, stop asking.
Well... I didn't hide it in the wardrobe anyway.
Well, it's just as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you'll have to wait till Christmas, won't you?
Okay.
No more digging.
No more digging.
I love you, Emma Grundy.
Me too.
The Grundys are busy with the Christmas turkeys.
Get a move on with the guts, Eddie.
Oh, give us a chance.
I don't want Beth getting back and being faced with all this.
I know, I know.
Yeah, well, she's never seen turkey gutting going on, I'm sure.
Oh, she knows what's what. Don't bother her.
Even so. Her and Edward's going ice skating later, did they tell you?
Yeah.
Move that knife, can you? I want to scrub the table down.
Any road. So I was saying about Neil.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon Jazz had a decent job today with them feet.
Oh, that's good. Perhaps he's settling down. He needs a good woman.
Well, let's hope it lasts for Neil's sake. Makes a change to see him in a good mood.
Yeah, I know. He seemed cheerful at the rehearsals last night.
Yeah, he's looking forward to a slap-up meal, courtesy of Tom Archer Esquire, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, the Christmas do. Where are they up to?
Yeah, some Italian pizza place, I think.
Oh, very nice. Oh, I know what I meant to ask you. Have you seen anything at Cathay today?
No.
No, well, nor me. I mean, Linda said she ain't in the Christmas carol no more.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, no, she was really good.
Yeah, any luck knowing her drop out at all?
Sure, not him. He's not very good. Still can't hear him at the back.
So, why is Cathy back, did he?
Well, no one said. I reckon she's really down with Kenton's down in New Zealand, you know.
He doesn't know when he's well off. Oh, I've heard Cathy's thinking of cancelling the film for Wednesday.
Yeah, well, she must be feeling bad if she's had to do that.
Hi.
Oh, hello, love. Sorry about the mess.
Oh, no problem.
Now take your coat off or you won't feel the benefit.
Oh, no, that's okay. It won't be long before we're off to the green, will it?
With our Edward. Carol singing.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, it must be love.
Oh, you take no notice. He were a lovely singer when he were little, you know, and jelly.
Aww.
Right, that's the last of the turkeys in the van.
Hey, gorgeous. Mm.
Thank you for your help today, Edward.
That's all right.
I believe you've got an appointment with a bobble hat and song sheet.
Yeah, well, I'll try anything once. It's a bit more English Christmas for Beth.
God, look at the time. I haven't had a shower yet.
I'll finish cleaning the kitchen for you, Mum.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
You can go over, I'll catch you both up.
Thanks, love.
Has he been abducted by aliens and reprogrammed?
Okay, well, I guess I'll go and get Fallon and see you guys there, yeah?
Yeah, all right. And I'll go for my shower.
Bye. See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Where's the dustpan?
Where it always is. Under the sink.
So, who've you got to play in this footy team of yours then?
Well, there's me and Jazza, Ash, Stu and Gus.
Who's Gus when he's at home?
I'm mate of Jazza's.
You know what your brother reckons?
What, we're going to foul away to full time? Yeah. Well, Roy thinks it's a good idea anyway. Yeah, you heard about Jazza?
What, gatecrashing the Christmas party?
Yeah. What is it, Grey Gables?
Grey Gables? A jammy so-and-so.
That's what I said. Well, words to that effect. After one day's work.
Yeah, he's not daft, is he?
Oh, look at all those little kids. Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, that's Josh and Ben Archer. It's really nice to see all the village out together like this.
And the green looks lovely too, doesn't it?
Yes, the first real sign for me that Christmas is coming, the village lights going on.
Hello, Clary.
Hello, Alan.
Beth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi. Nice to see you down here. I know what a busy time it is for you all.
We finished an hour ago.
Oh, yeah. Am I okay to pick up my holly and mistletoe later?
Anytime.
Good. Both in good voice?
We're singing for our supper, aren't we, Clary?
Oh, yeah. Hot punch and mince pies at the Bull afterwards.
Hiya.
Hello, Ed. Good to see you.
It's good to be here. I might have to leave a bit early, though.
Oh, yes. Off somewhere nice.
We're going ice skating in Felpersham.
Yeah, at the outdoor rink.
It'll be fun.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I tried it myself a few years ago. Spent more time on my backside than upright.
I'll be back in a sec, mate.
All right.
Hey, wait up.
Clary, can I just have a quick word?
Yeah, of course.
I was on the phone to Cathy earlier.
Oh, how is she?
She sounded very low, as a matter of fact.
She's
very anxious about having to cancel the film.
She don't like to let people down.
So I wondered about asking Sam Batten.
Now, that's a good idea.
Now, you don't think Cathy would mind someone taking over? I mean, I know it's her baby. Film's in the field.
I think it'd be a load off her mind, to be honest.
Good. Well, I'll give her a ring tomorrow. Well, better get started. Good evening, everybody.
Good.
All in fine fettle tonight, I hope, for a Christmas carol or two. There's no running order, just requests. But before we start, a big thank you to Jolene on the keyboard this evening. And I would like to remind you this year that the midnight service will be here at St. Stephen's. But Christmas morning service is at Darrington at 10 o'clock. And Boxing Day service will be held here again. It's St. Stephen's Day, so that's very appropriate. A church is looking particularly lovely this year, so we've decided it'll be open this evening for anyone who wants to drop in to see the crib and the decorations by candlelight. Right, what's the first carol going to be?
Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Oh, a rousing choice to start the ball rolling. And that is lucky number 7 in your booklets. Take it away, Jolene.
Ding Dong Merrily on High. And the bells are ringing, ding dong merrily the sky.
Oh. It's all right, Jamie.
Cathy!
Hello?
Yeah, it's me, Owen.
What is it?
Well, Linda said you dropped out of the show. What's the matter? Are you ill?
Yes, I feel terrible.
Oh. You should have told me. Cathy! Can you open the door? I want to talk face to face.
I don't want to let the cold air in.
But I can't talk to you properly like this. Oh, come on now. Cathy!
Just a minute.
Ah, right. Well, that's better. Now, at least I can just see you. So, what's the matter? You got flu?
Yes.
Well, look, do you need a lift to the doctor's?
No, thank you.
Hey, can you just open the door properly? Come on, just open the door properly, then we can talk, eh?
It is probably contagious.
Well, I don't mind.
No, you might catch something.
Look, what can I do for you, eh? Hey, I'll look after Jamie for a bit, shall I?
No, there's no need. He's going to a friend shortly.
Well, all right, then let me do your shopping.
I'm fine, really. I'm fine. I just want to rest. Please go away.
Cathy, you're not thinking straight. I'll do some shopping and cook your dinner.
No, there's really no need.
I'm trying to help you. Can't you see that?
Yes. Thank you.
Not many men would be so thoughtful.
No.
Well, then there must be things you need.
Yes, now I think about it, but the village shop will be shut.
You told me it stays open till 7, for video rentals.
All right, well, perhaps you could get me some orange juice, and some of those powders for flu.
Now that's more like it. Well, look, I'll see if they've anything interesting I can cook for you. Don't worry, I'll be back as soon as I can.
What a beautiful little church it is.
Yeah, it is.
And this is where Will and Emma married?
It is. And me and Eddie.
Look at all the candles. And the flowers. Oh, and the tree.
And Mum helps out doing the church flowers, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah, we have a router. Mrs. Woolley and Jill Archer did these, though.
And the crib?
They was carved by hand.
Really?
By Tom Forrest, Phil Archer's uncle.
Wow.
Oh. Nice to see you all again.
We've got to love you and leave you, but it does look really beautiful in here.
Yeah.
Oh, the ice rink calls, eh?
We'll see you later.
All right, love, have a good time.
Don't worry, we will.
Hope so.
My. You all ready for Christmas, Clary?
More or less, I think. I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Oh, good. So peaceful, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I want to stay in here a little bit longer.
Should leave you to it, then.
No last-minute hopes and wishes, though. I think I've got everything I want this Christmas.
Come on, don't stand there laughing. Pull me up.
No way. You just pulled me down there with you.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, give me your hand.
Right, just let me get the side. Backside's killing me. Remind me never to put my keys in my back pocket the next time I come ice skating.
Oh, there's going to be a next time, huh?
Fell for that one, didn't I?
You sure did. Oh, you'll soon get the hang of it.
Well, it's all right for you, skating around the Rockefeller Center every Christmas.
Oh, well, can I help it? If I have such an abundance of natural talent.
Okay, ready to try again?
Do I have to?
Yes.
I can't even balance on these flipping things, let alone move on them.
Oh, just forget they're there. Oh, did you ever make a slide when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course.
So pretend you're sliding on sneakers. One foot and then the other.
I'll try.
Well, there you go. Give me your hand.
You come here this time. At least you got yourself landing.
Uh-huh.
Please go away. Leave me alone.
Cheers, Vicar.
No, thank you, Eddie.
Kathy!
Can't tempt you with a turkey, then.
No, thank you.
Kathy!
What's he doing? She's not going to want dragging out of bed if she's got flu.
Everything all right there, mate?
Yeah, I was looking for Kathy.
Oh. Pretty sure she's ill.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, I rang her yesterday. She's got the flu, apparently.
Well, look, I've got her shopping here.
Oh, right.
Hey, you haven't got a key by any chance, have you? You know, in case she ever locks herself out or whatever.
Well, that's always a good idea. I've done it myself.
Well, I could borrow it and put her shopping away for her.
Hmm, got one somewhere. I haven't the faintest where. Like, it's Clary's department or all that.
Oh.
But you can leave the shopping with me, if you like. Me or Clary will see she gets it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. I suppose it'll have to be. Well, thanks.
No problem.
Bye, Owen. Merry Christmas.
See ya.
Yeah, good night.
Well, that was kind of him, wasn't it?
Doing Kathy's shopping? Yeah, it was.
It's rotten for her to feel so rough at Christmas.
Tom's giving his workers a party to remember.
There you go, vodka tonic.
Thanks.
Oh, yes. This is so much better than taking the staff out to Franco's Pizzeria.
The staff?
Well, what else do you want me to call them?
This is Tom Archer's sausages we're talking about, not Microsoft's.
We should really be saying Tom Archer's organic meats.
Well, you'll have to issue a memo about it.
I'm being serious, Kirsty. If I want to be a big player, I have to act like one.
Oh, fake it till you make it, Eric.
Oh, I don't quite put it like that.
Grey Gables? Oh, it's going to be expensive.
This isn't about image. Well, not completely. It's about saying thank you to everyone who's helped make the business the success it is in such a short time.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's really generous of you.
I don't want people thinking I'm stingy or them exploiting them.
Oh, it's a shame about Stanley, you know, isn't it?
He was ready anyway, he said. They bought a little apartment in Nerha, he told me. It'll mean he and Irene will be able to go out more often.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, at least Susan and Neil are staying. They'll play a key role in the implementation of the next stage of the business plan.
In English, please.
Expansion.
Thank you.
And fingers crossed, I found my assistant, Pigman.
Oh, yeah? Did you have to do okay then yesterday?
Yeah. Neil was quite happy with him. Now I just hope he doesn't turn up here in those ripped jeans he wears all the time.
Oh, he goes to the clubs in Borchester. They won't let you in your jeans and trainers there.
Yeah, true.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Oh, we the first?
Susan, Neil, what can I get you to drink?
Oh,
I'll just have half a lager.
Have whatever you want, on the company. I've started a tap.
Oh, gosh, that is generous. Can I have a white wine and cassis thing?
You certainly can. Neil?
No, I'll stick with half a lager, thanks.
That's a bit boring.
Well, like I said, have whatever you want. I'll be back in a minute. Mm-hmm.
I'll just go and powder my nose.
Yeah, it is generous of Tom. Susan's right. Excuse me, Kirsty. It was another early morning.
Oh, that's all right. How's the house going?
Very, very slowly.
Oh, the waiter's coming over.
Hmm?
Oh, looks like our table's ready. Oh. May as well go in.
So I must have had a coffee and a mince pie at just about every farm I dropped the beef off with.
Customer relations, I suppose?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, thanks for offering to do milking Christmas Eve.
Oh, no problem.
Fliss doesn't go into work till Boxing Day either, so it'll be a good break.
Well, you've earned it.
And I'll be back in time for a Christmas carol.
You don't have to come, you know.
Oh, I want to. Everyone's going.
Hey, Ed Grundy's girlfriend's doing front of house, so that's another good reason. She's a stunner.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, it's a pity the film's been cancelled, though. That sort of thing's perfect in the run-up to Christmas. You know, the kids can let off a bit of steam.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
But it's sorted. Vicar asked me to do it.
Did he?
Yeah. Rang me last night. It's just for this month. Kathy's ill or something.
Oh, well. It can't be that complicated if Kenton was involved.
Oh, that was delicious. That beats the tin stuff, hands down.
Oh, we all enjoyed it, Tom. Especially Stan's wife. Just like posting letters. Oh, Neil, honestly. He's tired.
It's that wine.
It's good stuff, Tom. Hey, Stan, mate.
Very expensive, I'll bet.
Glad you like it.
Of course, you have to drink most of the bottle before you can tell. Hey, Stan.
Right, let's pull the crackers.
Oh, they look very expensive, Tom.
You can't have a proper Christmas party without crackers.
They're supposed to be luxury ones, so hopefully they won't be filled with useless tat.
Ambassador, you are really spoiling that.
Right, who wants to pull mine with me?
Go on, then. Oh, caving. Oh, that's useful.
Easy joke.
Here you are.
Well, we don't need to put the hats on.
Oh, yeah, of course we do. Put your hat on, Susan.
Right. What do you call a man with a seagull on his heat? Cliff.
Oh, that's a good one.
I knew a lad at school called Cliff. That's what his surname was.
Oh, I don't want to hear your school reminiscences, Neil.
Edge. Now, what parents with a surname like that in their right minds would call their son Cliff, honestly?
I once knew this guy called Dover. Guess what his first name was?
Yeah, thank you, Jazza.
Here, pull my cracker with you, Jazza.
Mind your mind, glass. Look what I've worked.
Oh! It's a whoopee cushion, isn't it?
I'm sure it said luxury crackers on the box.
That's enough of that for today, I think. Come in, David.
Oh, don't stop work because of me. I only wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Nonsense. I'll get out the scotch.
Oh,
come on, man. Don't hover around the door. Have a Christmas drink with me.
Well, I ought to be making tracks, really.
Just been working out the set-aside requirement for next year.
Oh, good.
Sorry?
You've changed your cropping much for this year?
No, not a lot.
I see you haven't drilled the 30 acres across the road.
Still lying wet.
Right.
Anyway, cheers. A very Merry Christmas to you and yours.
The same to you, Brian, cheers.
No, I don't know. I mean, I might put spring barley in there. Or maybe put it down a grass.
Yeah.
It's all a bit of a lottery.
You know, I've been thinking of putting down a bit more to grass now we've expanded the herd.
So you won't want us anymore, then?
Well, no decisions made yet.
For the moment, I think we'll pretty much stick with things as they are.
Any major changes I make won't be in this country.
Oh, you got plans for Hungary, then?
I certainly have. Yeah. Oh. I'm already putting them into action, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
And strictly between you and me, David.
Yeah, of course.
I've just invested the best part of $100,000 with the consortium.
You can put your hands on that sort of cash. Mm. I'm impressed.
Well, we had good yields in 2003 and decent prizes. Over there, it's a proper return on investment, not the one good year followed by one bad, you see, like here in the UK.
It is a growing economy.
Mm, I think we'll do very well there.
Well, here's to it, then.
Cheers. Mm. Mind you, I don't know how well it'll go down with the others.
Well, have you not told Debbie and Adam, then?
No, not yet, no, so keep it under your hat, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Hey, Kirsty, what did you do with that fart cushion?
Oh, here you are. Where have you been?
Ta. I just nipped up my hiding for a quick fag.
Mmm. Oh, I'm stuffed. That goose is delicious,
wasn't it? Ooh, wasn't it just?
Mm, just pour me another glass of that wine, Susan.
Oh, a drink goes straight to your head in the afternoon, doesn't it?
Oh, a long way to go to catch up with Stan.
Did you see him just then?
I just hope he doesn't fall over. Is it funny? What's Roy going to say?
Well, Roy did a lot bother to me.
Yeah, you should have heard old Stan before.
What, when he had his arm round?
Ah, no matter about his operation than it's good for me.
Didn't put you off your food, I noticed.
And his wife's eaten twice as much as me. She's about 4'10" and 7 stone, wet through. Where's she put it all?
She asked for a margarine container before.
Margarine?
I know, to take home Stan's pudding.
Oh, that was a great meal, Tom. Cheers.
Oh, yes, it was. Thanks.
Right, well, I just wanted to say a few words.
Oh, please, please. Ew, what's Irene got?
It's a carrier bag, isn't
it? Oh, a speech. Oh, not a cheese board. Wait, not one, not.
Cover Irene.
Right, so, first of all, a big thank you to all of you for your hard work and dedication over the past 12 months.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Neil?
Without your contribution, Tom Archer Organic Meats would never have achieved the success it has in such a short time.
Oh, here. Neil?
And if we all continue to pull together, I'm sure we can make the company into a significant player in the processed food market.
Neil?
Where?
Anyway, just to finish by saying that I'm sure we'll all prosper from the company and the new venture. So please raise your glasses to a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
David? That's me.
Is Ruth about?
No, she and Mum took the kids to Underwoods this afternoon to see Father Christmas.
Oh, I'll catch you later. I'll get on with the milking.
All right. Was it urgent?
No, it was just about the film.
Oh, you got it sorted then?
Yeah, I went over to Kathy's this afternoon.
So is it doable?
Yeah. She gave me all the info and the number of a technician who can run through the kit with me over the phone.
Excellent. You'll be Ambridge's latest hero. And not just among the kids, let me tell you.
There's just one thing.
Yeah? Which is?
Well, I was going to ask Ruth about it.
Well, I can pass the message on if you like.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned when I went to Kathy's.
Oh?
I don't know, it's not my business, really.
Oh, come on, what's up?
Well, she looked really rough. Kathy, I mean. Not just ill rough. Her hair was a mess and it was, I don't know, it was a bit like she was sleepwalking. I thought I'd mention it in case Ruth might give her a ring or something.
Right, leave it with me, I'll tell her.
Cheers.
Of course, you know what this is all about, don't you?
What?
My self-centred brother.
Oh, right.
She's much better off without him.
Ah, great party, Tom.
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant.
You're welcome.
Let's do it again next year.
Neil, sorry. He's just been working hard.
Yeah. I was just really tired. Yeah, you weren't boring at all.
Oh, thanks.
We'll see you later, then.
Bye, Christy. Bye.
See you up at the pigs. Yeah, okay. See ya.
Ian, you're not forgetting something.
Like what?
You still owe me that tenner you bet on the football match last week.
Oh, I don't believe it. You're just adding insult to injury, eh? Right. Here you are.
Look forward to playing you ourselves.
see if you can win it back, eh?
Oh, yeah, I'll win it back, don't you worry.
See, Jazza.
How did he remember? After all the wine and tequila he drank.
Amazing.
Well, that was an unmitigated disaster.
What? Oh, Tom, no, it was great fun. It was a really good party.
Yeah, well, and the staff won't forget that one in a hurry.
Oh, don't be daft. Oh, you're worried about nothing. I mean, the meal was fantastic and everyone had a wonderful time. And you've been really generous.
It's just about cleared me out, I think.
Especially sending Stan and Irene home in a taxi.
Yeah, well, couldn't let them pay, could I? Stan's been really important to the business.
Oh, it was kind of you all the same. You're one of the good guys, you, Tom Archer. Don't ever change.
It's time for the latest film show.
Right, Janie.
Where's Josh?
He's in the kitchen at the moment.
Can I go and play with him?
Of course. Carrie and I'll get the drinks and stuff sorted.
Okay.
And stay off the stage, both of you.
Don't mind me bringing him down early, do you?
Of course not.
Kathy ain't at all well.
Yeah, Sam told us. I tried to give her a ring, but she didn't pick up the phone.
Now I think she's trying to sleep as much as she can. Anyway, our child will pick Jamie up from his friends, give him his tea, and then he could come to the film with me.
It's very good of you to help me out with the refreshments.
Ah, I can't sit by watching someone else do all the work.
Well, thanks anyway. OK, blackcurrant, orange and lemonade in those boxes.
Well, we'll set a few of each out, and the crisps.
If you wouldn't mind doing that, I'll write out a price list.
OK.
So, how is Cathy?
Seems to be no better at all yet.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I just don't know what I can do to help. I mean, I took her some soap round, but she just took it off me at the door.
Right. Me and Sam have got the screen up, and he's on his mobile to a technician.
Cheers, Eddie.
Right then, anything else you want before?
No, thanks. Are you staying to watch the film?
As much as I'd like to. I've got a van full of turkey still waiting to be delivered.
What time will it finish, Rose?
It's OK, I'll give you and Jamie a lift back.
Oh.
Cheers. I might get a point in after.
I'll see you back home then, Eddie.
Yeah, see you both.
Bye. OK, drinks, crisps, prices. Here's the float.
Oh, I think we're in business.
No, Debbie decided she'd rather have a family meal for her birthday this year. Then I think she's going to the Bull.
And Christmas Eve?
Hmm. Oh, they're having a Christmas disco.
Oh. And what about Jenny's birthday? Are you doing anything?
I've got tickets for the Paris show.
Paris? Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, but it's going to be a surprise, Lillian, so for goodness sake, don't say anything.
Wouldn't dream of it, darling. Hey, Lillian, you've done a superb job designing the improvements. The new bathrooms are beautiful.
Thank you. The G&T's on the table.
Lovely. I'll be back in a tick. I just want to check on the caterer.
Crawford must have spent a packet. And that kitchen won't have come cheap for a start.
It's an investment.
Oh, I'm sure he's had it all done with half an eye on the housing market and the other half on his divorce settlement.
Debbie was a bit put out this evening.
Debbie? Why?
It seems Adam's put her down for quite a few shifts in the lambing shed.
So? There's not much happening on the arable front.
No, that's what Adam said.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, she'd just rather be consulted first. It all seems a bit high-handed.
Oh, she'll get over it.
Almost ready. Now, you must tell me your opinion, Brian. What do you think of the improvements?
Well, interior decor's hardly my thing, but it all looks very comfortable. And he's got one or two very nice pieces. And that dresser, for example.
It's Italian. It's gorgeous, isn't it? But you haven't seen our pièce de résistance.
There's more.
Oh, yes. Come on, let me open the French windows.
Hey, Lillian, it is December.
Just you wait and see. Come on round. Now, how about this?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's either a very tiny swimming pool or an oversized horse trough.
Oh, hot tub, Lillian. You didn't say Matt was having one of those installed.
No, it was a spur-of-the-moment decision after we spent the weekend at Lenny Pugh's.
The car insurance chappy?
Yeah.
He's got one of these, has he?
I think it's a wonderful idea. It must be very relaxing.
Well, it might be all very well for Tony Soprano and his chums, but really, in December in Ambridge...
It's hot water, darling, and there are patio heaters, look.
Lillian, you never cease to amaze me.
I'll take that as a compliment.
But you'd never get me in one of those, not in a million years.
We've done very well on the refreshments.
And it's almost full in there.
Great, Cathy will be pleased.
Sam said just give him two more minutes and he'll be ready.
Oh, OK.
You ready for Christmas, Ruth?
Getting there. Pip and I delivered the last of our Christmas cards this afternoon. So that's a relief. I'm usually the last in the village. You?
Oh, just one or two more bits and pieces.
Having the family round Christmas Day?
Well, not for Christmas dinner. That'll just be me and Eddie and Joe and Edward and Beth.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
We haven't got the room. And William and Emma have invited Neil and Susan to go to Cars and Nueva. Oh, and Christopher, of course.
Their first Christmas in their new home.
Yeah. Hey, your Pip were introducing me to Caroline's little foster girl.
Yeah, they've become really good friends.
Pity she has to go back on Christmas Eve, then.
Yeah, it is. I'm hoping Pip will make some friends at Borchester Green in the new year.
Oh, she will. She's a lovely girl.
Oh, I like to think so. But then I am biased.
Just takes some kids a bit longer, doesn't it?
Come on, darling, it's lovely, honestly.
Yes, come on, Bran. Take off that robe and get in.
This is ridiculous.
It's a good idea to buy spare costumes.
It's Max's idea, actually.
I suppose he considered shorts instead of these tiny trunks.
Oh, I bought them.
Mm. Honestly, Bran, we're not going to look. Just take off the robe and climb in.
You're not shy, are you, Bran?
It's absolutely freezing.
Well, get in the tub, then.
Oh, all right.
Oi, oi. You'd better put that back on, Brian, in case the knacker man's a bit.
Oh, very funny.
Oh, Eddie, and we've been almost persuaded him to join us.
Just when you thought it was safe to get into the water, eh?
You'd think there were sharks in here, wouldn't you, the way he's hanging about?
He's hanging about, as you put it, because a hot tub is a stupid idea.
You don't think so, do you, Eddie?
Oh, Eddie would be in here like a shot, wouldn't you?
Hey, don't you try and tempt a poor country boy with your fast ways. I've heard all about you, swingers.
Don't be absurd.
How the other half live, eh? Well, I'd better get on. I don't want the ball to close before I tell them all about this.
Night, Eddie.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much, you two.
Well, if you just got in the first place.
Oh, here goes. Oh. 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 Oh, it's really quite pleasant.
Yeah, you see?
Oh. Oh, it's very pleasant indeed. I still think it's a stupid idea.
Brian, will you do me a favour?
Not if it's water related.
No, it's not. Will you just smooth things over with Debbie?
What? Yeah, all right. Yeah, leave it with me.
Adam, on the other hand, says you've been really supportive.
Oh, is he?
Not like you, Brian. You must be slipping.
Yes, you've organised Eddie to work in the lambing shed. You've helped Adam to put up the pens. You've even offered to do the odd shift yourself.
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful.
That's what I said. You made Adam quite nervous.
Really?
Oh, dear.
What can you be up to, darling?
Cathy, it's me.
Hello?
It's me, Eddie. Eddie Grundy from next door.
Just a minute.
It's only me. I've got your turkey.
Oh.
Cathy?
Thank you.
I know you said a small one.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a minute.
What is it?
Sorry, I don't want you to catch cold. I just wanted to explain. You said a small turkey, but there was none of them under £6. This is the smallest.
It's fine. Good night, Eddie.
You sure?
Yes, thanks. Good night.
You can settle up later, but I just need to come in to collect Dad's present. Cathy? Blimey.
I knew you'd enjoy the hot tub once you got in.
I'm not sure enjoy is the right word. More endure.
I'm sorry, Brian, but I don't believe a word of it. You can drop the pretense. You found it very relaxing. I saw your expression.
That was pure relief to get out of the cold.
There you are, then.
Where exactly?
You did enjoy it.
You're not going to let me win this one, are you?
Lily's given me some leaflets. I really think we should get one at Home Farm.
Oh, no. Dread to think of the smirks next time I go in the bull without having one of the damn things installed myself. And I won't be getting to Lillian's again, either.
Go through to the kitchen, Eddie. The TV's in the pantry under the stairs.
Oh, sorry about this. You'd shut the door before I could ask about the telly.
Yeah, I'm full of cold. I didn't want to stand for too long on the doorstep.
Oh, I know you're not well. I'm just sorry to have to disturb you again tonight.
No, it's all right. I'm waiting for Clary to bring Jamie back from the film.
Just that Dad's at the ball tonight playing dominoes. It's the only chance Clary will have to wrap it up, you see.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're both at rehearsals tomorrow night. In here?
At the back of the shoes.
Oh, got it. Right. Cheers.
I'll see you out.
You'd best get the turkey in the fridge.
What? Oh, yes.
Leave it out like that with central heating.
No. Good night, then. Oh, who's that?
I was going to be Clary with Jamie.
Oh, yes.
Only you'll have to get the door, if you don't mind.
Of course.
I'll just ask Cathy if she needs anything, then I'll shoot off.
The film was great, wasn't it, Jamie? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Mum.
How was the film?
Good.
I think everyone enjoyed it.
Got the telly, Clary.
How good.
Hang your coat up. Thank you for taking him.
Right, excuse me. Mind your backs. Dad's Christmas present.
Oh, right. Cathy, I don't want to keep you chatting at the door in this weather, but how are you?
Oh, it was just a bug, you know. Oh, there's all kinds flying about this time of year.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'll get over it.
Do you need anything?
No, I'm fine.
You sure? Because all you have to do is ask. Yeah, please do.
You've got plenty of willing helpers, Cathy.
Yeah.
Maybe Jamie'd like to come over to Brookfield to play one day.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks for the offer. If you don't mind, I'll go in now.
Oh, good night. Night. Get well soon.
Come on, Clary.
Yeah, well, sorry.
His telly weighs a ton.
I just wanted to see how she worked.
Oh, I know.
Right. I'll get back myself.
Yeah, OK then, Ruth. See you Christmas Eve at the ball.
Yep. Night.
Yeah, night.
Thanks again, Clary.
Oh, it's OK. Night-night.
Oh, hang on. Let me just rest this box on the fence for a minute. Oh.
I feel so sorry for Cathy, you know, Eddie.
She seems a bit funny to me.
How do you mean?
Well, in a strange mood. When I went in the kitchen, she hadn't put the turkey away. It was just there on the table. And she's not her usual chatty self, is she?
No, she ain't. It's more than a bit of flu, I reckon.
Do you still think it's Kenton Archer?
I'm wondering if he had left her for good.
Do you reckon?
I'll talk to Pat about it tomorrow. Now, if anyone can get her to open up about things, Pat can.
At Borchester Farmers Market, Neil is feeling fraught.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello. You wasn't open to buy a turkey, were you, Neil Turner?
No, you already came round with ours last night.
The only we've sold out.
Really? Well done.
Here, grab all this grass mat, will you? You can help me fold it up.
Oh, hang on. Give me that end.
Yeah, there you are.
That's it. Yeah. So, had a good year then?
Oh, yes, no. Sales was bad last month, though.
Were they?
Thought we'd get left with at least a dozen of hens the way it was looking.
Oh, too many.
Yeah.
That's it. There you go.
Very much. And who's young Jazzer shaping up as a pig man?
Well, it's early days yet, but he does have a way with the pigs.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah, natural affinity with them, as you might say.
Well, you could do with the help, no doubt.
The worst of the cold and wet hasn't set in, though, yet. I'll reserve judgment till I see how he gets on next month.
What are you doing in Borchester, then?
Oh, well, Jazzer was on about what he bought his mum for Christmas, and I had a sudden terrible thought.
You hadn't forgotten to buy your Susan a present.
Honestly, I've had that much to think about, what with the house and the pigs, and now Linda Snell and the flipping play.
Oh, that's coming on a treat. Them sound effects Robert Snell's done are just as sharp.
Anyway, when Jazzer mentioned it, I thought I'd better get it sorted, or she'd have my guts for garters.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go upsetting women. It's iron rations for the next 2 weeks, in my experience.
Well, in the end, I've got her a lovely jumper.
Oh, huh?
I'm just taking a shortcut on the way back to the car park. So I see you at the technical run, as Linda insists on calling it.
Yeah, well, I'm quite right too. I hope you're going to see to that door tonight.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. It's on my list.
Linda. Hello.
Hello, Kathy. I hope you don't mind, but I brought you some echinacea from Ambridge Organics.
That's very kind of you.
It boosts the immune system, you know.
That's very thoughtful, thank you.
I'm so sorry you have the flu on top of everything.
Yes. Jamie, please turn that awful programme off. I'm not telling you again.
You can be laid low by the slightest bug when you're down in the dumps.
I'll survive.
Do you want to answer it?
I'll leave it to go on to answer phone.
How are you managing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Look, I don't want to pry, of course, but I know it can't be easy with Kenton gone.
No.
I do have a little experience myself of the... well, of this kind of situation. If you'd like to talk about it...
I'd rather not.
Kathy? Zoe?
That's Anne's voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to answer it?
No, no, it doesn't matter.
Well, wait, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Quite, thanks.
Please don't hesitate to call if you think of something, won't you? After all, what are neighbours for?
That's very good of you, Linda, but really, I'm fine.
Hello, Clara, are you still here?
Oh, almost done. A last-minute order from the shop.
Oh, well, let me help. It's just another dozen low-fat plain to do.
Oh, a bit warmer in here than it is in the packing shed.
Did you get the cabbages boxed up?
Yeah, I just left Tom to finish off.
Pat, can I ask you something?
What's that?
When did you last see Kathy?
Let's see. Well, not for a few days. Why?
Well, I saw her last night when I took Jamie to see the film in the village hall, or rather, when I dropped him off.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's she?
Well, that's the thing. I don't like to speak out of turn, but she don't seem like her normal self at all.
What do you mean?
Well, she just don't seem... with it. You know, I'm not saying it's anything like, you know. Well, Eddie said the same thing. He took a turkey home and she just left it out on the kitchen table. Now, that's not Kathy, is it?
No, it isn't. And there's one or two other things as well.
Do you know, I'm thinking that Kenton might have left her.
What, finished with her for good, you mean?
Yeah, and she's taken it really hard. I think something's happened between them anyway.
I see.
And she'll be on her own as well on Christmas Day.
Yes, of course, it's Sid's turn to have Jamie this year, isn't it?
I feel like I'm talking about her behind her back. Well, I am, but...
No, I can see you're really worried about her.
And I don't mean to pass the buck. No, but... well, you're a close friend. She confides in you. At the end of the day, we're good neighbours, but... well, she wouldn't open her heart to me.
No. Look, don't worry, Clary. Leave it with me.
Oh, thanks.
I'll call round and see her tonight.
Flipping door...
Marley's ghost! Where is Marley's ghost? It's a simple visual cue when Scrooge turns the key in the door.
Well, this door is stuck, any road. I can't get it open.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What's the matter with it, Joe? Neil?
I have mentioned it before, you know. Only if it's going to interfere with my performance, he wants to know.
It won't, thank you, Joe. Scrooge's door, Neil. Could you see to it, please?
Look, can I have a word, Linda?
You mean no?
If you would, please, while Robert resets the lighting effect of the ghost. By the way, Robert, that orange gel's much too warm. Don't you think so, Neil? I'm not asking for technical know-how, just the opinion of an audience member. Well?
Oh, yeah, then.
I knew it would be. It'd be fine for Fezziwig's warehouse, but I want a much bleaker feel in here, Robert. Oh, look at the time.
Linda, it's important.
Oh, just a minute, Owen, please.
Right, Joe, let's have a look.
It's sticky, see?
Neil, can you see what's wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Well?
It's been hung the wrong way round.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't push it.
I'm sure Robert did his best.
Linda, please, it's very important.
Well, what is it?
Well, look, I've been doing some research, and this wig I'm supposed to wear...
What about it?
I'm afraid you've made a mistake, Linda.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it says in Dickens' original that Fezziwig wears a Welsh wig.
I made sure Caroline gave you a perfectly good wig.
Yeah, but it's a powdered wig.
Well, I fail to see the problem, Owen.
Well, you see, the Welsh wig was a rather hairy knitted cap worn by sailors in the 18th century. That's what I should be wearing, not a powdered wig at all.
Get into that, won't you?
Well, yes, well, I knew that, obviously.
Did you?
Yes, of course I did. But sometimes one has to compromise on historical accuracy... to meet the audience's expectations. They expect to see him wearing a powdered wig.
Yeah, well, that's true enough. He wouldn't look right in a bobble hat.
See.
Oh, yes, as any theatrical impresario worth his salt will tell you, one must often relinquish the role of educator and forfeit it for that of entertainer.
Nice one.
What was that, Neil? You have an opinion?
I agree.
Good. So the wig stays, please, Owen.
Come through, Pat. I wasn't sure whether you'd be expecting me or not. You got my message, then?
Oh, yes.
Were you out?
I must have been upstairs resting.
How are you?
Well, this flu has really knocked me for six.
Oh, Cathy, I'm so sorry. I haven't been over before.
Oh, don't be silly. I know how busy everyone is at this time of year.
I know, but I ought to have made the time.
Well, you're here now. Let me put the kettle on.
No, you sit down. Let me do it. You look done in.
Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
Listen to that, listen.
Now what? Neil?
Yeah, very good, Linda. I think you're only just taking the part on.
No, I wasn't asking for your opinion this time.
Oh, right.
I'm asking about the creaking.
I'll have a look at it in the break.
We'll be looking.
Oh, dear.
If you ask me, this production's more cursed than any other we've ever done before.
Thank you, Joe, the voice of doom.
I reckon it's because it's got ghosts in it. Rubbish.
Yes, all right, Joe. Neil, have a look at this bed now, please, would you? We'll move on to the next lighting cue. Robert, next cue, please. The lights in front of the gauze for the cityscape.
I'm just parked my toolbox on the bed. You don't mind doing, Joe.
We're very behind, Linda.
Helen, you seem to have something of a talent for stating the obvious.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be like that...
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I can't act with a toolbox on the bed, Neil Carter. I'm the leading man.
Oh, it won't be a minute. You want to get rid of the squeaker or not?
But it's just that I wanted to see how Cathy was. I thought I'd pop round after the rehearsal, but it's going to be very late.
Well, I'm afraid that's how it is at this stage, Owen. Technical rehearsals are always very slow.
Yeah, well, it's a bit inconvenient.
Well, it can't be helped. I'm sure Cathy would want you to focus on the play tonight.
Yeah, of course.
And it might be better to leave her for a couple of days to get over this bug in any case.
Yeah, I suppose so. She's not going anywhere, is she?
That's the spirit. Now, if you wouldn't mind preparing, you'll be on in a few lines.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll get a move on, Neil Carter.
Oh, look, I'll literally be 30 seconds. Then you can get on with the rehearsal.
We'll be here till next Christmas, I'm telling you. This play's cursed. Cursed!
I expect Jamie's looking forward to Christmas.
Oh, yes.
What's Father Christmas bringing him?
I put a deposit down on a new bike.
Oh, he'll love that.
Yes.
Cathy, I wanted to ask you something. I know Jamie's going to see us for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Now, look, don't take this the wrong way, but Tony and I would love it if you'd come to us for Christmas lunch.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
I knew you'd say that. But just think about it. You can let me know tomorrow.
No, thanks very much for thinking of me, Pat, but I'll be fine here.
You can't be on your own on Christmas Day.
Oh, I'll be much better on my own. I wouldn't be very good company.
Oh, we're not bothered about that. We're not asking you to entertain us. You'd just be with friends, relaxing with us at Bridge Farm instead of here on your own.
I do appreciate the thought, but no, thank you. I'd rather stay here.
Well, it's an open invitation. Come any time. Later in the afternoon, have supper with us. Or in the evening, just for a glass of wine.
I'll be fine. How are you, anyway?
Oh, we're doing well, really.
Oh, good.
You know I told you Helen's decided to come home for Christmas.
Oh, yes. You must be very happy.
Oh, we are. And Tom's been lovely. He insisted we wait to decorate the tree till tomorrow night.
Oh, that's thoughtful. So Helen will be able to join in.
Yeah. It's a little thing, I know, but those little family traditions are part of the glue that keeps you together, aren't they?
Yes.
Look, are you sure I can't persuade you to change your mind? Do come to us on Christmas Day.
No, really, Pat. You have a wonderful Christmas Day with Helen. You need to concentrate on her.
It's Christmas Eve, and Emma and Kirsty are in party mood.
Dry. I'll plug in the straightness. Oh, you're gonna look great, Em.
But I've still not got anything to wear. All my tops are miles too small. I can't wear a big baggy t-shirt, not on Christmas Eve.
Oh, don't worry about that.
You two finished yet?
Not yet.
You've been hours.
It'll be worth it.
I've got to get ready as well.
Go away.
Can't I at least come in and get my shirt and jeans? Then I can change in the bathroom.
No!
Oh, your hair's in lovely condition, Em.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, it's really shiny. Hey, it must be hormones. Right. What do you think?
Yeah, it looks okay.
And?
What's this?
What's it look like? It's a Christmas present from me and Brenda.
Shall I open it now?
Yeah, that's why I've given it to you now.
Let's see. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Try the top on. Look, it's a maternity one. The sides are all ruched to flatter your tummy.
Oh, it's really glam.
What's going on in there?
Don't come in.
Wow, you look fantastic. I knew it was a good colour for you. Oh, and it was Brenda who chose the halter next style, said it would really suit you.
I've got a decent cleavage, you mean.
Hey, try the trousers on. They're stretchy, so they should fit okay.
Oh, they're hipsters.
I keep telling you. You're pregnant, not hippo. Oh, you look like a model.
Now can I come in?
Wait!
Just a minute.
Come on.
I don't want him to see me till we get to the ball.
Put your dressing gown on, then you can finish your makeup.
Oh, just a sec!
Okay?
Yeah. Okay!
Oh, long last. What have you two been up to in here?
Well, you'll see. Won't you?
Yeah.
Oh, your hair looks nice.
Wait till you see the rest of her. Right, well, I'm going to go over to Tom's and we'll both see you at the ball later, yeah?
Oh, is Brenda coming?
Oh, yeah, she's bringing this guy she met last week at her office party.
Oh, she's got a date. She didn't say anything.
Oh, he's no one special. You know, Brenda, a boyfriend's just for Christmas, not for life. That's a motto these days.
Did you make that booking, Kirsty?
What?
You know, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's this? Secrets?
Well, we're taking you out for a meal.
Me, you, Will and Brenda.
Really? Where?
Somewhere special.
Right, I'm off. See you later.
Oh, bye, Kirsty, and thanks again.
Oh, no problem, see you.
See you. Is it a new outfit? Am I allowed to see?
No. You have to wait till we get to the ball.
Oh, hang on, Em.
Huh? This is my Christmas present.
Yeah, well, one of them. Go on, open it up.
Okay. Oh, it's jewellery.
Open the box.
Earrings. Will, they're lovely.
They're handmade by a proper silversmith.
I can wear them tomorrow too. Oh, thank you. They're so delicate and they're beautiful.
Just like you.
You finished at last?
Yep, all behind tonight.
Supper's nearly ready.
Oh, good. I'm starving.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait a little bit for your shower. I said first you could use our bathroom.
So, what's the plan for tonight then?
Well, I thought we'd let Helen go upstairs to unpack while we eat. Unless she specifically says she wants to eat with us.
You mustn't worry, you know, Pat.
No, I'm not. I've decided just to be guided by Helen herself.
Yes, that'll be best.
Well, they warned me at the clinic that her weight might drop a little bit over Christmas. So, just have to see how it goes.
Yes, right.
Tom and I brought all the decorations down from the attic. All the old glass ones are still intact. And the one John made.
So, after supper, we decorate the tree?
Yeah, and then Tom and Kirsty are off out to the pool.
Anything on the telly?
Oh, I'm sure Helen and I can find a good film for you to fall asleep in front of.
Cheeky. What time did Helen say she'd get here?
Well, she should be here soon. I was looking out for her. Do you know, I wish I could have persuaded Cathy to come for lunch tomorrow.
Well, you did invite her.
Yeah, well, maybe I should have insisted.
You did all you could, Pat. You can't solve everyone's problems.
I know.
She obviously needs some time on her own to get over Kent and whatever may have happened on that score.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Give her a bit of space, then call on her again in a couple of days. If she needs to talk to you, I'm sure she'll get in touch.
Yeah, OK. Oh, here's Helen now.
Yeah, right on cue. Hiya.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, you two.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Dad, you're wearing new frames again.
Yes, and the lenses put in.
Yeah, I think it's possibly the best Christmas present I could have given you, Mum.
I'm sure you're right. Mum.
Oh, hello, love. Oh, I'm so glad you're home for Christmas. Oh,
me too. Right, can you give me a hand to get my presents out of the car?
I'll bring them in. You two go inside into the warm.
Josh? Mm-hmm. I can't believe it, the little monkey.
I know. Borrowing one of Sam's football socks. Just so his will be bigger than Pip's and Ben's. Don't know where he gets it from.
You.
Me?
Well, that's what Jill said.
What?
She said one year she caught you about to nick one of your Grandma Doris's silk stockings.
You sure she's not confusing me with Elizabeth?
It was definitely you, she said.
No.
I hope Josh won't get Ben too wound up.
Yeah, we left them snuggled up in bed.
Yeah, not asleep, though. Hopefully they are by now.
Do you think Ben has the faintest idea what's going on?
Of course he does. He wasn't a bit keen on Phil lighting a fire this afternoon. He had to promise faithfully to put it out before midnight.
Yeah, but then he went and ate the mince pie that Pip put up for Father Christmas.
Ben did?
Yeah, and if I hadn't caught him, he'd probably had the sherry, too. Come on. Drink up. I want to go upstairs for a bop.
Well, let's just say hi to Debbie first and wish her a happy birthday.
She's in a good mood.
Well, it is a birthday.
No, I was thinking about Brian. He's obviously not said anything about Hungary yet.
Okay, give me a coat, Emma. I'll shove them over here.
Right, thanks.
What would you like to drink? Wow! Emma, you look fantastic.
You like your outfit then?
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. You look really...
What?
Well, I was actually going to say you look so sexy.
Yeah?
That's okay, isn't it?
I should hope so.
Wow.
So, you were about to get us a drink?
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, we'll get a drink after this one. Come on, Will, let's dance.
Oh, this one's beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of Mum's old glass ones.
Right, let's put all the bigger ones around the low branches and the smaller baubles nearer at the top.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks for waiting for me to decorate the tree.
It's okay.
It's a really lovely thought.
Well, we couldn't leave it for Dad to do. It looked like a right dog's dinner.
Are you suggesting that I've got no sense of style?
Tony, I bought some new tinsel.
Ah, good. Some of this is looking a bit dull.
Dull? Looks like it's got the mange.
Oh, where is it? I'm sure I put it in there somewhere.
Mum?
Yeah?
Don't we usually have a glass of wine at this point?
Yes, come on, Pat. I saw a lovely Shiraz in one of those supermarket carriers.
That'll go down a treat.
Yeah.
Mum? Yes, of course we do. However you take.
Oh, do you want the stool to stand on, Helen, or shall I get the stepladder?
Oh, no, I'll manage.
It's okay, I'll climb up. You two pass them to me and tell me where you want them hung.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, no problem. Dad, did you check the lights before you put them on the tree?
No.
Dad?
Well, it adds to the suspense. But I'm sure they'll be fine.
Oh, Helen, I didn't get to tell you about our Christmas party, did I?
Well, just about the fart cushion.
Oh, cheers, Kirsty.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll look back on it and laugh one day.
Yeah, when I'm about 70.
Oh, don't listen to him. It was the best work Christmas party ever. Everyone said so.
Even Roy said it went off really well, compared to some of the rowdy yorks they've had at Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah, he said those lawyers from Felpisham were the worst.
Right, ready for the moment of truth?
Oh, hey.
Yes. All knit and twinkling.
Here we are. Tony, could you do the honours?
Yeah, sure.
Are there any more of those hooks? I've got one or two baubles missing there.
Oh, you might have to improvise with fused wire.
OK. Down tools and come and get a glass of wine, everyone.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Kirsty?
Oh, thanks, Pat.
Everyone got a glass?
Yep.
Yes.
OK. Raise your glasses, everybody, to a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, I'm knackered. Oh, we ought to make the most soon, though.
Not bothered about staying for last orders?
Oh, need to conserve my energy. I've had a great night tonight, though. You?
Yeah, it's been fun. I don't know whether I can tear myself away from this cosy corner to walk home, though.
Well, come on. Before we fall asleep here.
Did I tell you? Pip's already been texting Kimberly.
Has she? Here's your coat.
Yeah. They're determined to keep in touch.
Well, I hope they do. She's a smashing little girl.
Oh, hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Emma.
Hello.
You look great. Oh,
thanks.
Oh, Sid hasn't rung last orders yet, has he?
Not yet, no.
I can't get near the bar upstairs. It's about 6 deep.
Hiya. Sid's not called last orders, has he?
Will just does that.
No.
Oh, yeah, Sid's called last orders
no,
yet.
No.
Oh, I'm so hot after all that dancing. I'll do with some fresh air.
Oh, Tom and I'll get the drinks in. You should go outside if you like.
Oh, just a mineral water for me, please.
Yeah, okay. Will? I'll have another pint of lager.
Let me get you a drink. You're off.
David's a bit of a lightweight these days.
What? Not true. But we do have 3 live wires waking us up for the alarm for milking tomorrow.
Okay, then.
Happy Christmas.
You too. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Sure you're okay, Em?
Yeah. Oh, I've had a brilliant night.
Oh. Emma?
It's okay. Give me a hand. Oh, my tummy. Here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's strong. He's going to be a footballer.
She is going to be a dancer.
Oh, I love you, Emma.
Come on, love. Night, Will. Emma.
David.
What?
Oh, night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, we're going to have to come down for the quiz and buffet on New Year's Eve.
Chilly.
Come here. Let me warm you up.
Why don't we see if we can get Alice and Amy to babysit and ask your mum and dad to come as well?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, do you think Father Christmas has been yet?
Oh, I've got a feeling you won't be long. A lovely starry night.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, love.
Happy Christmas.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studio by Kate Oates and Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.